Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, what is going on, faithful? This is fun. We finally have some 49ers football to talk about, but not only football, we've got the presser as well. And, you know, I'm going to be going live. We got the John Wayne show today at 4:30 p.m. I couldn't wait. There's too much pressing information that I felt like, man, I got to jump on here. Because if you look at the things that come across, there were so many things. You know, we kept doing all these podcasts saying, look, what is it that we are going to learn from this? What is it that we want to look out for? The rotations and who's going to practice where and all those things. We found out a lot of stuff. Good Lord, the running back rotation just on the very first day. And again, I want to give props to all the people, Cam Inman, Mayoko, Barrows, the press writers that are out there, you know, working their tail end off, trying to do everything that they can just to bring all this information to us. I really, really appreciate it. And so, you know, I was so curious where Kyle Shanahan would put this rookie class, especially Ty Davis Price. You know, he was the second pick for the 49ers in the third round at running back. I was very curious to see where he was going to go. Now, Elijah Mitchell, and we're going to get into some of the players who played, some of the players who didn't play, but Elijah Mitchell didn't practice. You know, he's recovering from his knee issue, just getting that cleaned up, not a major thing at all. So Jeff Wilson Jr. was taking the first team reps, followed by Hasty, then Sermon, then TDP, and then the final one was the undrafted free agent Mason. So, like, good gosh, you know, if Ty Davis Price is going to get this job, which I think he's going to fight his way up into that third down back role and then into the second kind of running back role, he's got to fight through it all. And, man, I'm all here for it. But what was also crazy to me is the fact that Sermon was behind Hasty and Jeff Wilson. They've got to prove it. Coach Cruz Anthony, he says, Wilson taking first team reps points to Hasty exit. I think that's probably most likely. But he was still getting snaps in front of Sermon. Sermon's not going anywhere. I think it's very, very clear. They want this guy to prove something. Talking about Trey Sermon. But yeah, unfortunately, you know, we talk all the time about how the 49ers are probably one of the truest meritocracies in the NFL. But even the 49ers, they draft capital matters. And whenever you trade up into the third round to get Sermon, who didn't do anything last year, he's still going to have a little bit more of a solid foundation, you know, vested interest in this coaching staff. So, yeah, I'm with you there. I freaking love it. Thank you, Monk. He says, you're the man, baby. Thanks for doing what you do. Do it for the Empire community. That's what it's all about, man. You know, that's everything we're trying to do here. Creating the most perhaps entertained and knowledgeable fan base so that the game experience and the fandom and the community can benefit from that. That's what this is all about, right? That's where we're going there. So again, Bolivar asks, who is the third down back? How I think it's going to eventually shake out, not where it is now. Elijah Mitchell's your one. You know, maybe Jeff Wilson is that number two, but I don't see any way, shape, or form that Ty Davis Price, TDP, is not at least the third down back at the start of the season. He's too damn good. Now, maybe if everybody is healthy, I mean, you can't cut him. He's got to make the initial 53. There's no doubt about that. Worst case is TDP is the third down back. I cannot find another way about it. I just can't see it. Now, I also can't see last year Aaron Banks getting zero snaps, you know, so things happen. But yeah, I think TDP is going to be that third down back. He's just too good of a pass blocker, like you said. And so what has this offseason's kind of entire persona or MO been about? You got to make Trey Lance comfortable, right? You don't draft Ty Davis Price, even though he's very good, you know, 4.4 speed. He's a bigger body back, all those things. But the fact that he can keep your quarterback upright, that's important. Why do rookies not play at the running back position? It's because they can't pass protect. Well, TDP, there is no issue there. I appreciate this, James. He says, John Chapman is the third down back. I don't think that's what you want. Fullback, I did play some fullback back in the day. I did score a couple touchdowns at fullback and tight end. But running back, I am not. Heavy-footed, I would say. Now, another thing that I thought was really, really interesting.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit EufyOfficial.com/Video Lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
And we're going to have clips and all those things. Juan Solis is cutting those up now. We'll have those in future shows. But I just wanted like an instant reaction show and some of the things that stood out to me most, because a lot of these pressers, word salad, and just, oh, we think we're going to be doing pretty good, blah, 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 blah. Head of schedules, whatever else. I'm telling you this right now. When Darqueze Dennard was brought up to Kyle Shanahan, the dude lit up like a Christmas tree and went off for a couple minutes about how whenever Darqueze Dennard came in, we put him at nickel. He'd never played it before. We had guys sick with COVID. K'Wan Williams was sick. I think number 27 was sick as well. And Darqueze Dennard played very well. And that was like week 18, right? So it was when things mattered. I'm telling you right now, you know, I tweeted this out. Darqueze Dennard is going to be the starting nickel. I just think that's what it's going to be. Sam Womack, I love him. He's incredible out of Toledo. We talked about, you know, moving Mosley inside. I'm telling you right now, and you guys can quote me on this, I don't mind. The starting nickel is going to be Darqueze Dennard. I'm not mad at it. He's a former first-round pick, but Shanahan loves that dude. So, yeah, that's crazy to me. just that he's going to be that nickel spot, and it just seems like that's what it's going to be. Guys, shout out to my man David Wallner. He's got a mentor, father figure to me. He is a Cowboys fan. He is trolling. He says, Debo in Dallas, next wide receiver of the Cowboys. Yeah, right. Get that crap out of here. Love you, man. just understand that's his role. He's just here to hang out. Appreciate you, Wallner. Love you, but you're wrong, my friend. You are wrong. We've been saying this since day one. Debo's not going anywhere. And he was not present today at OTAs. He wasn't there. We expected that. This is the voluntary portion of OTAs, whatever you want to call it, minicamp. Minicamp doesn't start till the 13th, and that's whenever it is mandatory. And Kyle Shanahan said he expects him to be there. We'll see. We'll have to see what that looks like, because that's when fines and all that kind of stuff can start going out. And we can kind of look at it that way. Now, if we look at the other people who were not there, this is day two of minicamp. They got 9 more practices. Fred Warner was there, not practicing. Kittle was there, not practicing. McGlinchey was there, not practicing. Brunskill, there, not practicing. He's got some knee tendonitis issues. Kinlaw was there, not practicing. Undrafted free agent linebacker Grimmel, not practicing. Verrett, not practicing. And Kalia Davis, not practicing. Now, other players who were not only not practicing, but not present at all, Debo, right? Not there. Jimmy G, not there. Trent Williams, not there. Juszczyk, not there. Nick Bosa, not there. D Ford, not there. Ambry Thomas got sent home. He was sick. And DFF, knee tendonitis, just kind of precautionary there. Now, one of the main issues that jumped out to me, Azeez Alshire. He is recovering not from one, but 2 surgeries. We haven't heard about this. A shoulder and a knee surgery. They're preparing him for training camp, but Kyle Shanahan didn't sound at all optimistic about him as he did whenever he was talking about Kinlaw or he was talking about Mike McGlinchey. He said both of those players are ahead of schedule and expected to be out there. Both were there, present, and all those things. But Azeez, that's one of the reasons. You know, some people were on there saying, hey, we need to trade Greenlaw, blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying, no, one of these linebackers is going to get hurt. This is the strength of the team. Keep it intact. Golly, man, I'm so glad. So glad. I love Azeez, and he played through so many bumps and bruises. It makes sense that he has to kind of have these surgeries and get things cleaned up. But that's not a small thing to talk about. Because, I mean, shoulder and knee for a linebacker, that's rough because, one, he moves so much in space, and two, linebackers hit more than anybody. They hit more than anybody, any position on the field, maybe running back, but that's kind of its mirrored position on the defense. So that's one of the things I'm looking at that's like, okay, this is going to be, you know, something that I really want to see because luckily, that position, the 49ers have the most depth in the NFL at the linebacker position. And so all you're talking about is that number 3 nickel spot, right? So if he can't go, you brought in Oren Burks, you got DFF. I know he didn't practice today for knee tendonitis, but that one's kind of one of the ones to highlight and circle, and we'll get back to it. James, he says this, can the 49ers pay the fine for Debo if you decide? No, not any longer. Those days are over. So the new CBA, one of the things that they cracked down on is that kind of teams just saying, oh, we're going to pardon, you're fine. No, can't do that anymore. So if he doesn't show up, yeah, he's the fines, he has to pay him. And again, just going back to this whole idea, Debo's slated to make $4 million this year on his rookie contract the last year. He's going to sign a new deal. There's no way in hell he's going to leave $16 to $18 million this year on the table. It just makes zero financial sense. Now, obviously, things could go worse and, you know, whatever. We've seen stuff like that in the past. But it's just too mutually beneficial to the 49ers and to Debo to get a deal done. It just makes too much sense, especially after the draft. But we've been telling you guys that forever. Malone. He asked this, what do you think of Trey Lance's throwing motion? It's elongated. There's no doubt about it. It has been, you know, and a lot of people jumped on Twitter right away whenever they were just showing 1 or 2 passes to see if his throwing motion changed. Didn't. And at his press conference today, he said, yeah, we weren't even trying to change it. Not even what we were trying to do. When they asked Kyle about it, he goes, no, it looks the same. Why? What's wrong? It is longer, a little bit more of a windup than Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo has one of the fastest releases in the NFL. That's one of the things that makes him special. But Trey Lance talked about, man, with his finger broken in the preseason last year, he was trying to overcompensate so many things just because he couldn't straighten his finger all the way out to finish his throws that they didn't want to mess with it this offseason. They wanted to build on confidence, footwork, other things. So the throwing motion wasn't even changed by design from the coaching staff, player, and quarterback gurus that worked with them in Orange County. It wasn't even a point of focus. So take that for what you will. Yeah, it's a longer throwing motion. There's no doubt about it. But there's plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL that do have that. You would like it to get cleaned up a little bit, but it wasn't a point of focus this year. So we got to see what that looks like. And right here, Bomber T says, hopefully they don't pay and franchise tag him. Yeah, I think that's going to be rough. I don't think that's what the 49ers want to do. I don't think that's what Debo wants to happen. It is a possibility that would create much more animosity to a very rough situation. So I would go against that one personally. But, yeah, we'll have to see here. Let's see. 40 hours faithful forever. Seems Kyle can't wait for Jimmy to be traded. Yeah, he brought it up again on his own, right? They asked about Jimmy. They said, yeah, we can't trade him. He wasn't healthy. And when he gets healthy, we'll have to revisit that. Anybody that's pushing the narrative of the 49ers aren't backing Trey Lance as a starter is a buffoon. It's idiotic, and it's just trying to start stuff. There's so many people in this industry, unfortunately, that's just trying to start stuff because they see that replicated on ESPN, and unfortunately, ESPN has gone all the way to the dark side. Journalism just almost ceases to exist on that show, that channel, which is sad. You know, that was my childhood, and I freaking loved it, man. Shoot, I'm even wearing like a Tecmo Super Bowl 49ers shirt, right? Like, it's frustrating. And so for people that are saying like, oh, man, Kyle, like, why won't they embrace Trey? Who was the first person to talk today? Who was the first person on stage? It was Trey Lance. And Kyle even said, yeah, we tried to trade Jimmy. And maybe we'll try. We're going to try to trade him again when he's healthy. We can't right now. I mean, it's people just create stuff, man. And, you know, you can watch the press conference. It didn't take long for it to go off the rails of people trying to push narratives that aren't even real. George Kittle got asked, oh, what are you doing to stop non-contact injuries? And Kittle goes, what non-contact injuries have I had? And they're like, oh, calf in the leg. He's like, both those were contact injuries. Like, people just say stupid. It's the same damn person that said, oh, we should trade Kittle and all that stuff. Like, it's just people pushing their big, you know, faces and energy into this, trying to make it about them instead of about the team and about what this is in this community is. That's rough. And so, yeah, the press conference went off the rails quick. There are quite a few questions that were just like, what the hell, man? Really? We've had 4 months since we've talked to this head coach, and that's what you went with? But it's not an easy thing. I understand that. And shout out to those people that are putting the grind and bringing the content to us. I'm not trying to sound ungrateful, and I apologize if I came off that way. I do get sometimes frustrated when a team – I remember Chip Kelly. I remember Chip Kelly not bringing any content to the fans whatsoever. I remember Chip Kelly shutting off practices to the public and to the press. I remember Chip Kelly answering one or two questions, bringing nothing and walking away. And that sucked. So I'm very thankful for what we have in this current front office and the transparency that they bring. And so I get frustrated when we have media members that kind of shit on that and kind of pull back, force the players in front office to pull back. I'm not talking about just giving them layup questions. That's not it at all. But coming in with just complete BS stuff that you made up, I don't know, man. That's going to force the players and the coaches to retreat. And I don't like that. And so that's why I get frustrated. So I apologize. Shout out to all the media members that are covering. They're doing a hell of a job. I'm probably being a little too harsh on them. Big Papa, he says, Shanahan kept laughing almost the whole press conference and dealing with it. I thought it was hilarious. I did too. And I was shaking my head the whole time watching it. Like, man, why don't you just ask a football question? What the hell is this? Yeah, it's something. It's something to say the least. Here we go. John, let the 49ers know they have to work on their audio. Dude, you're telling me most of my emails that I get, because like we'll clip the audio press conferences and then play them on here. If I go live with you guys, I can't adjust the volume off of the clip. I'm just not, this program StreamYard does not allow it. And most of the emails I get are, hey man, you got to fix the audio issues. Not my audio issues. It's the 49ers audio issues. Yeah, again, very thankful for them, but yeah, it makes it frustrating. Thanks you for the hat. Yeah, appreciate that one. I love this thing. Shout out to my man Nick. Appreciate the gift right here. So anyway, all of that being said, there's a lot of things to take away. One, Tarvarius Moore fully healthy and cleared, full speed cleared. That safety spot is going to be a battle, man. It's going to be incredible. I think Talanoa is going to win it, but with Tarvarius Moore there, now fully cleared, ball skills, they're two diametrically opposed players. They're not even, they play the same position, Talanoa Hufanga, but Tarvarius Moore is taller, way faster, better athlete, rangier motion, all those things. Then you got Hufanga, who's just a football player with instincts that's pretty slow, not near as athletic, but gets way more production. So very curious to see how that's going to go. And probably my favorite thing, and you know, this is going to be a short one. I got to prep for the John Wayne show. Hopefully get some clips up for you guys on that one. We'll be back very, very shortly. What's up, Phil? I see you there, brother. Also, Alex Mack, when Kyle Shanahan was asked if he's talked to him, he said, quote, this is Kyle Shanahan on Alex Mack, quote, I have a pretty good idea what he's doing, end quote, with a big smirk on his face. Alex Mack coming back, guys. I'm telling you right now, he is coming back. That is one of the things to take away. He's coming back. Also, do want to say shout out to Matt Mayoko. He talked about in 7-on-7, you know, this is what they always do, is they chart the passes. Trey Lance threw 17 passes, completed 15. 15 out of 17. I don't know where you're from. That's pretty damn good in my book. Really damn good in my book. So lots of positives. We're going to be jumping into more detail on this with Wayne Breezy on the John Wayne Show. That's at 4:30 today. So if you have questions, shoot them over through email or on Twitter, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com, or you can message me on Twitter. That's where I'm most active, at JL_Chapman, if you got a direct question that you want us to approach or bring about on the show. But again, that's in a short hour and a half, so we'll see you soon. I got to go prep some more video clips and things like that, and we'll be back. But lots of positives, and a lot more clearer picture at some certain position groups than what we had before today. So positives there, and as always, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.